Howdy, news listeners. It's Thursday, and of course, time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on, and we got it for you in less than 5 minutes. All right, how many of you out there have jumped on the threads? Yeah, I'm talking about Meta's new little toy. Well, it does look like a lot of you out there have decided to jump upon the threads, as there's already been over 2 million signups. And threads, yeah, it just launched. Now, some of you out there, of course, did the pre-order thing for iOS. Yes, apparently we can pre-order apps now. And, of course, for those who did pre-order the app, you were alerted that, yes, it has went live. Better have an Instagram account because Threads, yeah, it's pretty much tied in with Instagram. In fact, Instagram accounts now display a Threads user number. So, counting is both transparent and happening in real time. It will actually be interesting to just see how many users do go to Threads. You know, with Twitter being charging for this and that, and who knows, probably per letter before we know it. Of course, it will also still have competition too, which is a good thing. Blue Sky, yeah, they're still trying to figure out their server capacity over there. And of course, there's also Mastodon as well. Oh, yes indeed. Samsung's got some new foldables coming our way, and we won't have to wait long to see it. So you better get your popcorn ready and get prepared for a live stream from the company, because it's all happening July 26th at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, so if you're in the U.S., that is going to be some early popcorn with some coffee. That's because Samsung is hosting its event from Seoul, South Korea, where we're expected to be seeing these new iterations of the Galaxy Z Fold and the Z Flip. We pretty much know this, too, because of so many pre-release leaks, and a heck of a lot of rumors that came out beforehand. Now, if you think you're all on board, even if you haven't seen the product yet, apparently Samsung's offering a $50 reservation credit for those who decide they actually want to pre-order these things. And you'll have to do that via the company's website. There's a good thing, though, about this. If you happen to see it after it's unveiled and say, yeah, that thing sucks. Well, thankfully, it looks like you can get your $50 back. And finally, speaking of spending money, you ain't gonna be doing it for Spotify through the Apple App Store anymore. In case you haven't been notified already, if you are a Spotify user, you've probably been unsubscribed to its service if you've been paying through Apple's in-store purchases. That's because Apple's in-app purchase system, well, it's no longer being supported as a payment method. Now, this is actually for users that subscribed through Apple's App Store way back in early 2016, because that was actually the last time it was allowed for Apple in-app purchases. So if you've been paying for it that way over the last few years, well, things are about to change for you. Now, Spotify is currently emailing affected subscribers, and in the email, they said they're contacting you because you have joined Spotify Premium and used Apple's billing service to subscribe. Unfortunately, we no longer accept that billing method as a form of payment. You will need to resubscribe after your last billing period and once your account has already been moved to the free account. So yes, you're going to have to go completely free for at least a little bit, you know, maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. Head to Spotify's website and then re-sign up. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the British Tech Network. That is where the new show lives, as well as the Mac Show and the Big Show, too, over at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find British Tech 2, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can also join the community at our Slack group by going to britishtech.slack.com. Now, the new show, I'll be away for Friday tomorrow, so we won't have a Friday episode. However, though, for our Patreon supporters, we will be back for your special weekend edition of the new show. So until then, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thursday. Have a great weekend ahead. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.